Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, April 20th. In the news this morning, overnight, EBOT prices for May corn down a penny and three quarters, May wheat down 6 1/4 cents, and May beans down 5 3/4 cents. A little surprised with the beans here. I thought we'd stay right around that 1040 mark, give or take a nickel. We got down to 1029 and a half overnight, so we're almost 10 cents out of those options. So the 1040 puts now have at least 9 cents of value in them. So we'll see whether or not the pros can get the market back up to 1040 by the expiration. But it looks a little tough with both corn and wheat lower as well. The dollar is stronger. It's back over 90 cents. So I don't know. We'll see what goes on here. We did not see any new export announcements again this week. So it's all week. We haven't seen any real major announcements, whether it's Argentina, whether it's China, Mexico, or anybody. The weather, I think, is really pushing this thing down a little bit. It looks like we're finally getting spring here in Chicago. It's going to be a beautiful day here, sunny, 50 degrees today, 60 degrees tomorrow. The next 10 days looks mostly sunny with temperatures between 50 and 60 degrees. So I think the thoughts are that we'll get the corn in the ground. The wheat, we're going to get, you know, some rains in the plains, and that's maybe why we pushed it lower. It's nothing we didn't know about yesterday. I think they're going to get, you know, a half an inch to an inch of rain in many spots, maybe a little bit more in some. Is it going to make the crop? It's not going to make the crop, but I think it's going to stop some of the damage that's out there. But a lot of this crop, from what I can tell from clients that have contacted us, there's some real serious issues out there, and that rain may not bring this crop back. We all know that this crop has a tendency to be like Lazarus. They claim it's dead, and all of a sudden it rises from the dead to produce a big crop. But I don't see that out here this year. I think the freeze and the thaw twice, the wind, and everything else has really done some damage here. Where the wheat's salvageable, yes, the rains will help, but I don't see this as being the kind of thing that turns a horrible crop into a bin buster out here. I mean, we've seen it in years past, so it's certainly possible if we get good weather in May, June, that we could salvage this thing, but I think it's going to be pretty tough. Certainly, we're advising our clients to buy back call options on anything they've sold out here, or if they believe they've got big losses, to re-own it with some call options. The beans and corn, the funds are still long. I still think there's risk out here. The corn should hold up better than the beans, but it doesn't mean that they both can't move lower in here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.